Well, don't worry, you people in western and southern Brazos County. It looks like you won't have to worry about that torment of precipitation. How's that sound?
Torment or torrent?
Or torment or torrent, either one. You won't have to be bothered with rain. We wouldn't want that to happen, would we? Anyway, it's still most of the bad stuff is to the northeast of Brazos County. Actually, there is some more rain that is up above that. If you go up into the Metroplex, they've got a there's another cell, by the way, east of Waco right now, and then some just south of the Metroplex. And some of that may wash down here, but, you know.
It could wash.
As it stands now, Aggie Dome is doing its job.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent. What are you so... Why don't you want rain?
Well,
why don't you want rain? Are you doing like sand art in the yard or something?
Oh, sandcastle building season?
No.
I want rain, but yeah. It would be nice if it could, you know, come when, you know, the kids aren't playing baseball.
It's about the kids, and
wow. We got more kids playing baseball this weekend. You know, if it could come, well, if it could figure out a way to come when
it's out of here tonight. Okay, there's like a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, so
yeah.
It's not going to mess up the college playing and
or the high school playing.
Well, with any luck at all, it won't. Like that.
Yeah,
right. This stuff isn't anywhere near Brenham right now.
I guess they got a tarp in Brenham. I guess right,
but it's not anywhere near Brenham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rain's not there.
You know, what do you think those boys from Dayton are going to think when they get off the bus and that wall of Central Texas weather greeting hits them?
That'd be nice, won't it?
Yeah. Well, they're practicing this morning over there.
Are
so
they?
They've already.
They're going, Jesus, hot up here. Yeah.
Well, they're from Dayton, not Brooklyn.
All right, whatever.
Is that your default accent? That's the one accent you go to every time.
Dayton, Ohio. My mother was born in Dayton. So I guess I got a
Dayton, Flyer, baseball, roster.
Can you tell we don't have any political commercials, folks?
Roster. Yeah. Let's see here. Mm-hmm.
Baseball, roster.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. Hometown, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio.
We're
Indiana,
not going to read
Ohio,
states
Ohio,
to you, folks.
Indiana, Kentucky. Yeah. There's a Colorado. He's really hating life. Yeah. There's a Wisconsin. Lots of Ohio. There's a Kansas, and there's a Michigan. The rest of, you know.
Local boys.
Midwestern boys born and bred.
Come on in there. Miranda Lambert, you know who she is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. Never apologize for her big hair. She tells Us Weekly, I live on hairspray, and the big hair brings me closer to God.
Really? All right.
Big hair brings me closer to God. Oh, all right. There's a new footwear company that claims it's growing its custom-made sneakers from genetically engineered stingrays. Rayfish Footwear says its bright pattern shoes are made from stingray skin, but they don't etch their designs on the hide after the ray is caught. The etch design is actually part of the DNA of the fish itself. Can you imagine that? So, by the way, they're sneaks and they cost $1,800.
Of course.
$1,800. Now, the Rayfish website lets you create your own design using one of 29 different patterns that scientists will grow on the stingray. The stingray grows your pattern and then gives its life so that you can have these sneakers. Where's PETA on this? Shouldn't they just be all over this like a chicken on a June bug? Oh, that I probably can't say that. PETA'd probably get mad about it.
Yeah, especially if they like to hug June bugs.
June bug huggers, you never know.
Yeah, or chickens.
Anyway, a Rayfish, $1,800 for sneaks. But again, they'll grow them the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 8:17. Alan Brugman's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very good.
Great. What's going on?
All right. Well, I sent out a press release yesterday afternoon, and I'm retracting it right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just found out. What the plan was they were going to work on upgrading the traffic signal right there at Villa Maria and South College, which is a very busy intersection right there next to the municipal golf course. That is not happening today, as expected.
When's it going to happen?
They don't know.
Okay, there we are.
All I heard was that it was postponed for today just because of the possibility of rain, so they're not going to have those folks out there in the high lift and replacing signals and doing stuff like that. When that does happen, I'll send out another release.
Okay.
And it will be that entire intersection will be dark, meaning both the lights won't be working either way.
Either way. Okay.
We'll have police officers out there. And remember, if it is a dark traffic signal, that means you have to approach it as a four-way stop.
Yep.
So
yep.
It will be congested. Avoid it if you can when that happens. But I reiterate, it is not happening today because of the possibility of storms.
All right. Very good.
Also on Friday, first Friday, it is June 1st. Mm-hmm. We can't let that sneak up on us. They're playing Ratatouille at Sail Park. That's the free movie. Sponsored by Tony Roma's, which sounds Italian.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of goes with Ratatouille,
sure.
I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you
maybe
go.
That's a little correlation
yeah.
there.
Okay.
That'll start around 8 o'clock whenever it gets dark. Completely free. And it is an art step.
Oh, yeah, so this will
too.
Be a biggie.
This
yeah.
is a big one.
Big ones,
so we'll have the footsteps. And DBA is actually trying to get an accurate head count.
Okay.
It's tough to do. I mean, I guess we could gate, fence in downtown.
Right, but.
But, you know.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're passing out stickers.
Okay.
And so if you go to First Friday, mm-hmm. look for a volunteer and grab a little sticker. And then basically they'll know how many stickers they gave
sure.
out. Give
yeah.
a rough idea.
That's
so
good.
Trying to quantify that.
Mm-hmm.
Before I pass it on to our guest, I did want to mention one thing that's coming up soon at the municipal golf course. They've got a junior membership special,
mm-hmm.
juniors being ages 12 to 17.
Okay.
It's a $100 membership for the entire summer. It starts on Monday, and it's a Monday through Thursday membership. They're leaving the weekends open. But basically, for juniors, they can become a member of the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course from June 4th all the way through August 23rd. You pay $100. And you can play
okay.
anytime you want to
that's
during
good
the summer.
Deal. Sure.
So fantastic deal. They've got a lot of other specials at briangolf.com. And then, of course, always stuff going on at the library.
Oh, yeah.
I brought Bobby Pennington back from
Bobby's back.
From the Claire Mounts Library.
Okay, she'd never been on, and now she's been on twice in like a month or something like that. How are you today?
Pretty good,
wonderful.
Thank you.
What do you got for us?
Well, we have a lot happening for the Summer Reading Club and the downtown Bryan Mounts Library, and they're all free, and they're fun. And this Saturday morning, the Jericho Riders will be at the library with all their motorcycles, and it's called Motorcycle Mania.
Oh. If you want your kids to be addicted to really big, loud machines early on, what a great chance, huh? Yeah, that'll be great. Okay, good.
And then next Wednesday morning is Animal Day, and there'll be alpaca from the Royal Oaks Alpaca Farm, Cal, the giant lovable tortoise, Princess Fallon, the giant dog, and horses from the Royal Legend Arabian Horse Center. And then my husband says this next one will be your favorite.
Okay.
Hens and roosters from the Brazos Backyard Chickens Group.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. He's dead on. Exactly. I love that. Yeah, that'll be good stuff. So it's kind of like a petting zoo or a farm right there
yeah.
at the library, too. All right. So lots of good, fun stuff. All right. And if they want some more information about that or anything else that's going on in the library, what's the website?
www.bcslibrary.com. .org.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate
Thank you
coming in. All right, visit with the folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. If you have cataract or need other vision correction, call today at 776-7564.